Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Truly wish to be. Playmate Sherry Marie. You can find her music at sherrymarie.com. And George Gorillas, Pure Imagination, you can find him at EVED, as in Victor, ZoneMusic.com. As we move along to play today, we always have a theme. And that theme always seems to rock my world as I sat in spirit and contemplated for a moment the idea of family. I am Ombasa Sophira, and I am always one with all truth, all beauty, all justice, and always, 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 all love, which is where we find our real joy, our real source, family, the home. I've always known, yes, it's in the heart. Yes, the home is in the heart. But it took me many, many years to live it and to be completely alive with it. I'm overjoyed now to get you our feelings, our thoughts, our inspiration about home, family, belonging. Today we are overjoyed to have a teammate of so many years, Sherry Marie, and we're going to be sharing about the soul and family and how it moves from within to without. restoring our soul, family. I'm going to go ahead and step aside for a moment and pivot to the right and look at my playmate, Sherry Marie. I'm going to bring her on now. Let her give you a little bit about her soul power. She's going to give you a little bit about her life and her love. Sherry, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hello, beautiful.
Welcome, my darling, to the playground of life.
Yes, I'm excited, and I have my jump rope, and I have my jacks. Let's do it.
Well,
it's an honor to be here in the playground with you and all of the wonderful listeners around the world. I am Sherry Marie. Transforming Hearts with Music is what I am blessed to do this particular lifetime, and it is just an honor to be here with you, Sister Ombasa Sophia, to really talk about this subject, because we need to be talking about it out loud more and more, family. And I'm just honored to be here. So thank you for having me.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. There was no one else to really have first, you know. As I scanned my consciousness and I thought about who can I talk about? Who said to Al? who can I talk to about families, you know? Screamed your name because of the essence of what I feel about family. You know, I don't know if you know it, but one of my favorite songs is Home. Now, some people know it from, maybe it's on The Wizard of Oz, I don't know. The one I relate to is The Wiz, so because of the way the singers that sing it on there, you know. But it is just one of my absolute favorite songs of all time. And the reason why is it really speaks about the heart. It speaks about home and, you know, being where your real essence is. It's in your heart, you know, inside you all the time.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And so when I think about family, I think about myself and I think about my life and, you know, my family and how I just sat and I contemplated what does it really mean to me? And you know, what I came up with quite honestly is all right, you're gonna like this. They're there for when you fall, and then so I'm thinking, okay, but I don't want to fall, and so you know the ideas start shooting for me about, you know, well, when I think about family and I go without, I said, you know, I'm thinking about the extended family, and I'm thinking about people that I know who I've felt like I've known for so many lifetimes, so many, you know, and we all have it. We all have these people who see us, you know, unlike our families. Our family just know, okay, you wear this hat, you wear this hat, you wear this hat, you wear this hat in the family, so I'm just totally taking you for that. And it is a take-it-for-granted situation. And so when we are in family, when we are around family, we're not truly appreciating ourselves, you know, a lot of times. Now, there are some privileged people who may not know what I'm talking about, but I know from my experience that, you know, we're so, you know, taken for granted. They love us. Yes, who says they didn't? I didn't say that. You didn't hear me say it. I'm saying what I am saying, hello, is that when you are in family, when you're in family surroundings, you have to a lot of times retreat and remove yourself in order to find that appreciation for yourself first. You know, of course you have to appreciate yourself to be able to attract that to yourself. But once you find yourself outside, you're like, whoa. And then you can actually step towards that appreciation from another. So what I was thinking about, Sherry, was that, you know, a lot of times when we're dealing with the essence of family, and I want you to jump in rope, and I asked you to bring your rope, and now I'm jumping. I'm doing all the jumping. But I'm going to jump in a minute.
Well, you're going around, you set the standard. Don't come in here falling down. Go.
indeed. And so I'm thinking about, you know, how, you know, it evolves to from family, to the personal family, to the extended family, to the human family, and then it takes it to the highest level, which is the soul family. The soul family, the essence of who we are, you know, and I think about how we, when we're disconnected, when we are, our power is out, you know, it's because we're hanging on a string about who we are. Because we're wearing so many hats in our family, we're never getting to really fulfill our passion and live our dreams and, you know, all these things that you find, disgruntled housewives and people, you know, just a whole age of things. I can go deep, but I'm going to back up a minute. Let me jump out. Let me get out the rope and let you jump right now for a minute. Because I know you're burning to say something about family.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, we are double dutching. This is beautiful. It's beautiful. So let me just applaud you first for having such incredible music taste, because that song that you mentioned when you began about home, oh, my God. You know, the first lyric is so beautiful. When I think of home, I think of a place.
Sing it.
Where there's love overflowing. You see, love overflowing.
Sing a little bit more.
I wish I was home. I wish I was back there with the things I've been knowing.
Yes.
Like the tall grass bend into leaning. Suddenly the raindrops that fall have a meaning. You know, listen, when you called up that, I was like, this girl is truly in the playground on fire. Because, like I said, the first lyric, where there is love overflowing, that's family.
Yes,
love
indeed.
Is really supposed to overflow from us. We're not supposed, it's not a half full, half empty cup scenario.
Mm-hmm.
We give love from our overflow. And like you said, in that family structure, sometimes we, particularly as women, have not really been taught, because in some cases our parents, our moms and grandmoms were not taught that you have to give from a place of full power. You have to be fully charged, no power outages. You've got to have a full cup, and then you give from your overflow. Where the love is overflowing. Okay, so, you know, here we are now, thank God, with an opportunity to say out loud that this is something that we need to address and really begin to repair, restore, revive, and heal. And so, you know, the many, many hats we wear, again, as women, and this is not to disparage the men, but I just... This is the way that women around the world have been indoctrinated, to believe that everything and everybody comes first. In many, 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 many cultures, everything and everyone else comes first. So we never get a chance to recharge. So even in that family structure, there's nothing feeding us.
Right.
You know, there's nothing really there to say, look, wait a minute, stop, take a breath, take a breath. Sit down and remember who you are. Remember that you are a magnificent divine being that is designed for a specific task on this earth's plane at this time. You're having a human experience. That is it. Your soul is there waiting to give you instructions. Keep you powered up. Keep that soul power live in you.
That's right.
So that we can continue on and march on, because you know we're the nurturers. You know that our children get it from us, through us first. So if we're not really clear, you know, whether it's children born of the heart or children born of the womb. I happen to have both, and so I'm very, very clear on what that means. There's no distinction. They're all my children. You know, and I love them all. I love and adore each and every. I am in love with each and every one of them. Yes. And so I'm really clear about, you know, what you said so eloquently and beautifully before about, you know, we get lost. So I've dealt with a lot of extended family issues. My baby sister is amazing. She's adopted, you know, so we've been, you know, and we've been bringing folk in to our lives forever, you know. So the only thing I really learned growing up was that really, we really are all family, you know. I mean, that's a phrase that's kind of tossed about a lot, but it's true. It's true because, you know, I think of it like this. If we are all created from the same energy, the same source, be it Yahweh, be it Jehovah, be it God, be it the universe, be it the one, be it source energy, whatever you wish to call this one energy, then how on earth can we not be related? How can we not be family? How can we not be soulmates? You know, how can we not have the same soul power if is the case? I happen to choose to know for myself that it is the case because I've seen it in action, you know. I've seen it in action. And you are my family in so many, many ways on so many, many levels. And, you know, so as an artist, as a musician going out into the world, you know, I get to connect with other family members from different cultures, which is so phenomenal. You know, I just returned from Japan not too long ago, and we didn't even speak the same language. It didn't even matter. The music was there. You know, the love was there because the music was there, because it was my intention to transform the heart with the music. So that was just, boom, that's all that happened everywhere I went. Because you know me, I'll go in the grocery store singing all day long. It doesn't have to be a stage. Where I go, my music goes because that's what my soul knows that I'm here to do. So everywhere I go, and I have to share this with you really quick. My I hear people sometimes say, well, musicals aren't real. That's just something in Hollywood. People don't really do that. Well, I'm here to tell you that musicals are real. And this is one of the great gifts I think we've been given from the Creator to remind us that we really are family. So I'm in Japan, right? I'm in the store. It's Christmas time. And there's a, you know, the music is piping through, and there's a song being played. Which song was it? It was a Christmas song. My gosh, what was that song? I can't remember. I can't believe I can't remember right now, but I guess I'm just too excited. Anyway, the song was playing, right? The song was playing. So there's this beautiful Japanese woman standing next to me, and we are in the cookie aisle, right? And I promise you, this is really happening, y'all. I know you're going to say she's making this up, but this really happened. So our heads began to bob in the same direction at the same identical time. Okay, this is crazy. Then we started to, still looking at our cookies. We're not looking at each other yet, but we're feeling each other. So our heads are bobbing. Then all of a sudden, at the same time, we started to sing the melody of the song. Hum it. Just hum the melody of the song, right? So then at that point, we just looked at each other. Our little hands were bobbing right to left, just having a good time. Couldn't speak the language. We didn't know what was going on. We knew that it was a love fest, though. We knew that souls connected. We knew that we were family, even without, like I said, it didn't. We looked differently. We were from totally different sides of the world. But I'm telling you, we felt such incredible energy at that moment. And we were, we just walked away. We just looked at each other and smiled and bowed, and it was just fabulous. You know, so
yes.
I'm saying all that to say that, it's a real deal. This
yes,
is real
is.
Talk. This is real life.
Yes,
if
it
we
is.
Choose to pay attention, you know, all we got to do is pay attention, you know, and not be so afraid of each other. You know, I have children everywhere. I had a young young man come yesterday from the neighborhood and asked him on my lawn. I said, come on, baby, come on him on my lawn. You know, I was going to get out there and do it myself. But, you know, come on to the lawn. I said, this is, he's family. Come on, come on in here and get it. You know, I gave him water, I gave him sodas, I gave him whatever he wanted.
Well, I know you did. I'm surprised you didn't cook him a meal. And it's funny that you were talking about that. About the soul language, because that's really what we're talking about. We're talking about it was the same language that you and the Japanese woman were speaking, was the same language, and the soul knows. And you know, I remember a time I was in Amsterdam, and I was told, I found out about a fair while I was there. That was it was something that was going on, and I was told by spirit that when I went, that I was going to speak to someone, and they weren't going to understand the language of the English, but they were going to know what I was going to say, and I was going to work with that person, you know, in the consultation. And lo and behold, I had forgotten about it. And I got there, and I ended up sitting there with this woman, and I had someone who was going to actually interpret, but he didn't need to. The woman understood everything because this woman came to me for assistance, and she was ready. You know, she was ready for the situation. She actually was so in tune that she understood everything that was coming out of my mouth, and I was floored. You know, the part of me that was me was floored. The part of me that was spirit working with her. Of course, we're just not, you know, not phased at all. But it's a very powerful thing when we talk about the soul and how, you know, people are really frayed and strained at this particular point in life. You know, we're talking about we're flesh and bones and we're the body and we're, you know, all of those things. Yes, we're all of that. And we have the strongest, the most powerful aspect of us is source. It is soul. It is spirit. You know, and when we take that and we look at people and the power outages that they're experiencing every day, it's based on how they're relating to this family of love, to this family called life, what we're given to experience here on Earth. You know, last month we talked about the Earth and the connections, and I'm just standing and looking at the beauty. Talking about the breath and the love of the earth breathing through these beautiful flowers. We have everything as our family. These flowers right here. You know, everything, we're in relationship. The Native American says, to all my relations. We're all related. They don't believe it. We had Jackie Tice on a few weeks ago when we were talking about the earth. So she was talking about they don't separate. They call it the winged creatures, the four-legged, you know. It's just everything is family, you know.
Yeah.
And once we get that, when we really get that, Sherry, and when we really get it, that's when we'll be able to really affect the change that we want to see, which we talk about in this station, being the change you want to see. So if you want to see a change in anything, you have to give it what you want. What do you want from that? You know, you have to be willing to give that, you know. And so I want to talk a little bit about that is the love story. Okay,
yeah,
let's really bring it home.
That's how you revive the love. That's exactly how you do it. You have to be willing to give. You have got to. And I don't mean giving was an agenda, like, you know, okay, I gave you this today, then you owe me a favor. That's not really giving. Giving is done with no expectation of return, only the joy of the moment, in that moment, of whatever it is you desire to share. That's
giving. And guess what? The passion and the joy that comes from fully expressing who you really are is totally, you cannot compare that with anything. And if you give that who you really are, if you really, because your cup is definitely overflowing, okay? Because when you're doing and being who you really are, you're overflowing. And that is how You are reviving your own love story. That's how you bring your, because the whole idea of, again, I'm going back to it. I got to keep saying it. The power outages come from not being authentically you. You're not being fully present to who you are. You're being something that this person expects you to be. And because of the relationship that you created with that person. Now, when you step away, when you retreat, okay, now you can say, okay, something's not right there. I got to get away from that. Hold on. Let me go out. Let me go to the movies. Let me go to this place. Let me go to the store. Let me do something other than this. So I can at least be able to have the thought processes to find out what is amiss in this situation. Where's the love? You know, the love is somewhere else. That's where it is, because you're not appreciating it. You're not appreciating yourself.
Right.
The love is somewhere else, okay? So now you got to figure out, okay, now, how am I? I'm at the crossroads of finding out this. How am I going to do it? What am I? So the crossroads is, what are you willing to give up to find out? Because you got all of this stuff piled up here about who you are. So which one of the stuff here are you willing to give up? Okay.
Right.
So and then giving that up is a death. All of it is like you're dying to the old. You're letting it go, and the only thing that can happen now is a rebirthing. That's the part of the process that, you know, it's inevitable. All things passing away to become new again, you know, to become renewed once again. It's the same thing that the moon does. It's the seasons do it. Everything does it. Everything. Okay? So it's a process. It's a process, and we're gonna give them a little bit of love story, but I'm gonna take a little break and we're gonna come back and we're gonna talk about, well, if you want to, you know, I can't force you. You know, you're on the playground, but you can do what you want to do.
I'm in the sandbox. I'm on the swings. I'm on the jungle gym. I'm on the merry-go-round.
Okay. So just be ready when we come back. We won't even talk about what we're gonna talk about. All right, we'll be right back.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
I feel so alone, a ship that's lost at sea. When he walked out on me, I didn't have a plan B. Where do I go to now? How could I let this be? No one here to love, and no one to love me. This hollow aching in my soul. Help me, Lord, before I fall. I heard a
Yes, indeed. The love story. Revival of a love story. That is just the most powerful, powerful song that I have heard in a very long time. And it's not just because my sister did it. It's because it is very powerful, and it was very timely when I heard it, because it was a time when I just moved back from England, and it was all about standing and being, you know, and understanding who you were, you know. And I was blessed to come to be called to a women's conference and do a pajama party, which is totally awesome. But Jerry was there, and Jerry shined with the song, and it was a play about how people were not really taking care of themselves and overflowing themselves with the love that she was talking about. So I wanted to share that song. If you want to find that song and enjoy the song to its fullest, go to SherryMarie.com. And maybe some other places she'll share with you where you can find it. But that is definitely a song you want to have in your collection. So, Sherry, are you there?
Thank you. Yes, I am so much here. I was just loving on you for that.
thank you.
Yeah, that song was a game changer for me in every way, you know, not just in the way that I was gifted with it, because I just believe that when I sit down to write, you know, whatever comes through is really a gift for me and the world. And so that song was done in about 10 minutes. You know, I sat down. It's crazy. I sat down and, you know, the lyrics, which were from a poem that was written by a friend of mine, came. Sat down, the lyrics came, and, you know, then I interjected what I was to share melodically and in terms of progression, chord progression. All of that just flowed. It just flowed. It just flowed.
Yes.
And I knew that I was witnessing an amazing moment. So, you know, I just happened to be the one to witness it first, you know. But it's really for the world, you know, because, I mean, goodness gracious, who has not had a moment like that when you have an expectation of being with someone and then all of a sudden, boom, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's a shift. You don't even,
absolutely.
Sometimes you feel it coming, sometimes you don't. I, on that, you know, when I got home from that conference, I was met with, I want a divorce. So I was like, oh, what? I read that song really well for me.
That's really a powerful, powerful story, because it was all about, from that point, you know, you had the tool already. And spirit has a really powerful, it's creative, has a powerful way of working, because a lot of times when we think, we're thinking, oh, it's taking us so long to do this, and it's taking us so long to do this, and it's taking us so long to do this. And in the instant, when you're in that revival, when you're feeling that love and you're feeling yourself and you're in your passion, guess what? The same thing that could take you weeks to do, okay, it takes you like 5 minutes, 10 minutes, or a remarkable amount of time. So whoever comes and talks about, well, you just got to work hard at it. You just got to work hard at it. That is a person who was not in their power. They were not in their passion. I can tell you that right now. You just tell them you heard it from me. Okay. So when we talk about restoring the soul. Okay, I want to get this in, because, you know, we talk about, okay, this problem, okay, there's a problem here, there's a problem there. I like to talk about solutions. I like to talk about resolution. I talk about resolve, okay? And I've been offering power play. I've been traveling, doing this power play, okay, which is power play is dealing with passion, power, the thousandth power of passionately loving and appreciating you. Because play means passionately loving and appreciating you. You've been doing the Love Sanctuary concert. And you've been bringing that in a very powerful way, doing music empowerment workshops for youth. You've been doing love letters for the women. So this whole idea of bringing people back to the heart is where home is. Yeah. It's the family. That's when it takes you to God. Yeah. It takes you to source.
Takes you straight. And there's no mistake that as the human body is developing in the womb, that the heart is the first organ that is developed. It is not the brain.
All right, now.
When the heart sends the signals necessary to the brain for it to grow and for it to help it do what it's supposed, what it is designed to do. But it is the heart that is the first thing.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
having that connection with it is critical.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, mental health is a big issue all around the world because of the disconnect. We have been there are major power outages. Our souls are trying to guide us, and we're not listening very well because we're so cluttered with all of this information and all of this noise in our lives, and we don't take the time to really be still and to listen for our instructions and to be grateful and to be grateful and to be grateful. Well, another great gift that we've been given. So, you know, once we get into the communities, we're blessed to have the opportunity to talk with people and to talk with people through music, talk to people through dance and through poetry and through art and through all kinds of things to get them to open up so that
Absolutely.
Those connections can be restored, because we've got to open the energy pathways so that they can be restored. That's how everything works. When your power
yes.
goes out, that's because there's been a disconnect. You know,
mm-hmm.
so the more we get into the world, the more we're able to really begin to assist with the evolution of humanity, because we are evolving.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't seem like it sometimes if you watch the news too hard.
Right.
Seems like we're going backwards, but everything is such a high state because the energy is so high. So some people I don't believe feel like they know what to do with all of this energy. So we're acting out, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
We're
mm-hmm.
acting out because there's so much going on. There's so much beautiful energy to be used that's pouring through from our souls, from God, from everywhere. And it's shorting some of us out. You know?
That's right.
It's just
that's
shorting
right.
some,
that's
some
right.
of us. So we're shutting out. We're checking out. We're losing our mental health. We're losing our physical health. We're losing our connection with the earth. But the good news is that we're here to help restore. And we've got so many amazing people on this planet doing the same
Absolutely.
Thing.
That's
and that's beautiful. And that's where the family comes in. So we have a
that's
world
right.
family, a universal family that is
that's right.
dedicated to the same healing, to the same
Absolutely.
Love,
Absolutely.
And so I'm just grateful to be on the boat, you know, that's
right.
traveling that way, and grateful to be
on
the
boat.
You know, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You know,
Absolutely.
So
I mean, yeah.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, I was saying, well, we got a few minutes left, but I just want to say that, you know, it's really powerful to be able to walk the talk and walk and share. And you know, anybody who's listening, when you hear what it is that we're sharing with you, it's all about oneness. And it's all about those who get in where they fit in. And it's all about you can't occupy the same space. You can never do that. We're all here in this oneness. This one, the piece of peace that we are, we can bring it to the table at all times, at any time. Anywhere somebody else is, and if you align yourself to whatever it is that's happening, like you said, there's many people out here that feel in their heart there's something. And you talked about the interpretation. You talked about, the news. Okay, the news and all the things that are happening here in this world is all about wake up. Wake up. Hello. Wake up. I'm alive. Awaken. 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 Nudge, nudge. Nudge, nudge. And that's all it is. That's what it is. And we even have a piece where we deal with interpretation, because every community has its own interpretation about life or their own. Just like every person has their own. Everything is one. So when we get in there and we do those plays and we do those anything that comes with a musical production or whatever we do in different cities, it's always going to be the interpretation of that community. But guess what? It's always going to have a common denominator. It's always going to have the wanting and the wanting to be the love that we are. To be the change that we are. There it is.
There it is. Booyah. And, you know, please reach out and let us know how we can get to you, because we want to come and share this love with you. Sherry Marie is my name. I am on Facebook, but let me share with you how that is spelled. CHERIMAREE. I am on Facebook. All of my information is on Facebook. I'm also on Twitter at twitter.com/Sherry Marie.
So Sherry, we gonna get back later. I'm gonna holler at you, and we gonna go and play some more rope later on. But right now,
yes.
Thank you for coming on the playground. I'm giving you big hugs. I love you. So we
thank
talk
you
to you
for
later.
It has been a joy.
All right.
Continue blessing to everyone, and we will see you soon.
Yes, indeed. Much love. So, yeah, you heard it. We're continuing to be one. We are continuing to touch the family and agree with the family. And I am going to be back here next week on the playground looking for you. So, I will love you, I will bless you, and I will continue to thank the Creator for you. Ombasa out. Much love.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.